Hey, what's up, Anchor? I think I'm gonna go with the name. Let's see. I'm gonna introduce myself a second. I'm an artist, but I'm a little bit more than an artist. I'm also an author. I aspire to, you know, do too many things to kind of like run the list down. I don't want to be sound like I'm, like, you know, just extra. But there's a lot of things that I want to do. But one of the things that I want to do is I just want to talk to people who possibly aren't listening. So, you know, podcast is the perfect way to do that. My podcast, I think I just want to make it about nothing. I kind of fell in love with Seinfeld growing up because, you know, the show, I think the genius with Larry David and, you know, and Seinfeld is that, you know, it was a show about nothing, but it was funny. And the reason why it was funny to me was because it highlighted basic things that were reality-based, but they were kind of like taboo, things that we don't really, I guess, look at or discuss, but it's all realistic comedy. So it's like you would have to have a morbid sense of comedy kind of nestled in reality, because the types of things that they made fun of and they joked at were realistic. You know, it was a comedy show with realistic expectations, realistic limitations, realistic, realistic, what's the word I'm looking for? Stereotypes. You know, it just covered everything. So your sense of humor, it had to be not so much different, but you know, you needed a realistic outlook on life in order to like get Seinfeld. And once, you know, you locked into that, the types of things and the types of shows that, you know, they had, it's just like hilarious. So that's the kind of podcast that I want to have. I just want to have a podcast about nothing. I just want to address things that I wouldn't talk to normal people about, because I'm not really a conversationalist just off the cuff. You know, if I'm social, so if somebody wants to talk and, you know, the environment is conducive to us having a conversation, then yeah, of course, I'll, you know, have a conversation just flat out. But I'm not like walking around looking for people to conversate with. I'm actually a recluse. I like to be isolated and I like to be by myself. But I also like human interaction. But I like to choose my human interaction. So coming out to California now, I'm in California now, and I'm chasing some things that appear to a lot of people to be out of reach and not worth chasing. But I've settled in on the idea that they're within my reach and it is possible. So I'm just taking every necessary step that I feel like I need to take. Not what other people think I need to do, not what it looks like I'm doing or should be doing, but what I know internally what I need to do. So I found myself in California. So with a new scenery, I feel like, you know, this is an opportunity for new material. So for my, I'm an artist, along with being an author and things like that. So this gives me opportunity to, you know, write songs and have lyrics about different things, because this is a culture, this is an environment that I've never experienced before. So this also gives me a chance to get new material. So I felt like that I changed my scene. I've changed states. It's rather impulsive, but it's grounded in, you know, ambition. It's not foolhardy. It's not, you know, just blind. You know, it's grounded in... it makes sense. But it's only going to make sense to people that understand this type of mentality, to like just go and get it and worry and think about everything else later, because at the end of the day, the same time will still pass by if you choose to do it or not. So if you're not doing it, then time would just be wasted passing by. So when you finally decide to do it, it's like, okay, you know, you could have probably been focused on something else as opposed to waiting around to get this, I guess, surge of energy that a lot of us end up losing after a while because things don't work out the way that we feel like they should work out. So I find myself in California based off of those ideologies that I don't want to subscribe to. I want to be the person that goes and gets it no matter the odds, no matter the circumstance, no matter the struggle. You know, I don't invite struggle. I don't want struggle. I don't want to be in a position where I'm just like struggling for no apparent reason just to say I'm struggling. No. What I want is I want to have opportunity presented to me based off of merit. Nothing else. I don't need favors. I don't need, you know, handouts. I don't need anything like that. I need for me to have opportunity based off of the merit that I bring, based off of, you know, what I can do, based off of what I can do, what I can say, you know, how I can conduct myself, all those types of things that make me me. That's what I want opportunity off of. I'm really not comfortable with opportunity based off of anything else. So, you know, I put it like this. If I were on a basketball team that won a championship and I sat the bench for, say, 75% of the season. Now, technically, I won a championship. I should be happy. I should be rejoicing. I should be proud. And I probably will be all those things. However, I wouldn't fully feel accomplished understanding that I didn't play as much as I would have liked to play. I didn't play the role that I would have liked to play to enjoy the ring. So even though I got the ring, I'm not enjoying the ring because I don't feel like I've done what I could have done to get it. So it's almost like bittersweet. And that's all happening. That would be all happening internally. You know, I would be part of the celebrations and, you know, the camera might flash on me and I might have this 1,000-watt smile and, you know, I might be underneath of the champagne shower getting drenched and just, you know, having a good old time. But internally, I am just not satisfied with this ring. I'm just not. It's because it's like I was on the bench. And this is like a participation ring. Yeah, I was in practice. Yeah, you know, I made people better by playing against me. And I was like, I'm a team player. Yeah, all that. Yeah. But I didn't play in the game enough for me. This is me. To feel like, you know, I've done enough. So not going to really appreciate the ring as much. I'm going to definitely, you know, be excited about it, but it's not going to reach the excitement level of a champion or of what one would think a champion would be. So, that's in a nutshell why, I choose to like do things the way that I want to do them, because I don't lie to myself. You know, I keep it 100% real with myself. So, you know, once I learned that that was the best way to go, then it's really been sky's the limit for me. Actually, you know, sky's not been the limit. It's just been, you know, there is no limit because I've just been satisfied with the decisions that I make, you know, and it's not based on anything outside of myself. You know, I make generalized decisions based off of the people that it would affect, which is my family and things like that. because, you know, if I'm in a bad position, then, you know, they're kind of like silently going through that thing with me because, you know, we share a connection. But just to be worrying about, you know, making decisions based off of other people's opinion when nobody is in the, you know, decision-making process of the hard things that I go through in life. So why should I include them into the important decisions that I make in my life, which is given, you know, anything that somebody has to say, energy to affect a decision that I've internally made on my own. Now, I love feedback. I love criticism. I actually welcome criticism. I want criticism. I don't really like accolades. I don't like being clapped for and things like that. I mean, you know, it's not something that I'm seeking. What I'm seeking is to make an impact. I want to make a true impact, not a superficial impact. I want it to be like true. I want it to be actually like legit. You know, nothing made up, nothing propagandized, nothing, you know, just fictionalized. I want a true impact because of the way that I think. And I've noticed, being honest with myself, that I don't think like a lot of people. And how a lot of people think, I don't think that they should think that way. But I don't feel like it's my place to tell them that. So what I aim to do is to show them. So if I show them, then, you know, that's true impact. Because people will imitate what it is they respect. So if I show them, they respect it, then they'll imitate it. They'll emulate it. So that's the impact. Because this is how you get people, you know, wearing things that they thought they would never wear. It's because somebody else did it and they, you know, they value that person's opinion or they value that person's taste. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why people would decide to do it. So, yeah, this is kind of like what I want to do, just ramble. So right now I'm sitting in the park in downtown LA and, you know, it's nice weather. You know, people are out here enjoying the weather and I just felt like, you know, I wanted to ramble, but my battery is low. So this is the dilemma. Don't live downtown. I don't know about any battery ports close by. But it's a lot of stuff that I want to do on my phone. I want to write music on my phone. I want to listen to the beats while I'm writing the music. I want to scroll through social media. You know, I want to do things like this, Anchor, you know, do like on the spot podcast. This is like, you know, this is a neat idea. I think that once it starts to, I guess, get centralized, meaning that, you know, people are actually seeing, you know, real significant, and I'm not going to say real, but I'll say significant benefits from using it, then I believe that, you know, this is definitely be a good starting point for people that just want to, you know, vent in some ways. I don't know if I would want a podcast to have guests. If I'm going to have a guest, I would just want to debate with them. So I do have a couple of ideas about, you know, shows like that, but I don't want to do nothing but argue with somebody, you know, intelligently, but, you know, I want to argue because I really don't want to talk to nobody that's thinking the same exact way that I'm thinking. I want to talk to somebody that we have a ability to agree to disagree because we agree on life itself. We agree on the rules that apply to life itself, which is just do unto people as you would want done unto you, period. And, you know, once we grasp that concept, then everything else outside of that becomes really irrelevant to a degree. Because the most important thing is, you know, what are we doing? And when we think about what it is that we're doing, the first initial thing that has to come up is, you know, other people. So it's like, what are we doing in concern to other people? I've hit the 15-minute mark. I think I've rambled on enough, but I'm definitely going to come back and do this. I don't know if it's going to be daily. I don't know if it's going to be a couple times a week. I'm currently doing this blog on holiness. I don't even know how to pronounce that app, but you know, I'm pretty consistent with that. I've been pretty consistent with that, doing that daily. But I don't know if this is something that I want to do daily or not. I did want to, pop my cherry with my first podcast, or if that's how you guys are labeling it, podcast. But I did want to just come on and say something. So I've had the opportunity to do that. I think I'm going to stop this at the 16-minute mark. And you will hear from me again pretty soon. Goodbye.